Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, Sharon, as you know, I have a 22-year-old and a 14-year-old, so I need to keep up on all the fashion and makeup trends going on right now.
No,
and
you really don't. You don't. Well, you're a dad. You really don't. No, you really don't. What do you mean, keep up with it?
Well, I want to know what they're talking about so that what they might be doing or trying is appropriate. I mean, I can look and go, what the heck are you doing? But I want to at least be informed to make sure that what they're doing is...
I think you're just looking for an excuse to read Cosmo.
Well, it is kind of interesting. I'm learning some wonderful insight into how the female mind works.
So what's on your mind this morning, Boo?
Well, it's makeup contouring. I'm reading a lot of. Yeah, that was page 54 of this week's Cosmo.
Those words should never come out of your mouth. That contour maker. Makeup contouring. I'm reading a lot about. No, that is just wrong. Listen, I'm not. You know me. I might keep my makeup to fairly simple. But ask Siri, because it'd be kind of funny to hear her take on it. Go ahead and ask her.
Siri, what is this makeup contouring?
Ha 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 ha. It shouldn't be called makeup contouring. It should be called giving yourself a whole new face. When women put contouring makeup on, they become a whole different person. They are basically painting cheeks and a jawline on their face. I will say though, I can't stand it when men complain that they were tricked by makeup and thought a girl was hotter than she actually was. Who cares, dummy? She looks good in public and that is all that matters. When you get home, you are going to turn the lights out anyway.
Oh come on! Geez. You did not! Siri! Holy cow!
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.